Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Sing hymn 174. Sing hymn 174.
The future is established, God is in His holy place. Say glory to Lord Jesus, who forever will in place. Now the future is raised up, this the promise of the Lord. Glory to His holy name, praise the Lord, hallelujah. The true church is established by the Holy Spirit's power. Sing glory to Lord Jesus during this most special hour. Now the true church is raised up, Christ be her foundation firm. Hallelujah, praise His name, glory sing hallelujah.
For tonight's family altar, let us read Psalms 48. Psalms 48, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Psalms 48, verse 1. In Jesus' name I read, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, His holy mountain too. Beautiful in elevation is the joy of all the earth, Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great King. Verse 3. Within her citadels, God has shown His Himself a sure defense. 4. For lo, the kings assembled, they came on together. 5. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were in panic. They took to flight. 6. Trembling took hold of them there, anguish as of a woman in travail. 7. By the east wind, thou didst shatter the ships of Tarshish. 8. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God establishes forever. Selah. 9. We have thought on thy steadfast love, O God, in the midst of thy temple. 10. As thy name, O God, so thy praise reaches to the earth, to the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is filled with righteousness. 11. Let Mount Zion be glad, let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of thy judgments. 12. Walk about Zion, go round about her, number her towers. 13. Consider well her ramparts, go through the citadels, that you may tell the next generation. 14. That this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever or unto death. This is Psalms 48. As in the superscription or the title given, it is a song. It is to be sung during worship. Psalms of the sons of Korah. Psalms 48, it is a song of Zion. This whole chapter tells us about Zion, and we say that it is a song. So it is to celebrate the greatness and glory of the Lord's dwelling place, Zion, or we know Jerusalem. His presence in the city elevates it above all others, and definitely there is assurance of its security. Alright, this is a song of Zion. It is to celebrate the greatness and the glory of the Lord's dwelling in Zion or in Jerusalem. Psalm 48, we can divide it into three parts. The first part or first section, verses 1 to 3, verses 1 to 3, it tells us Zion, the city of God. Second part, from 4 to 8, 4 to 8, it tells us Zion is established. Third part, 9 to 14, it tells us Zion's praise of God. Zion's praise of God. Thus, it is divided into three sections. We come to the first part, verse 1 to 3. It tells us Zion, city of God or our God. Verse 1. Verse 1 tells us, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Definitely, because the Lord is great, therefore, man should praise him according to his greatness. And this praise should be in the city of our God. This verse tells us, in the city of our God. In verse 2, the last statement. Verse 2, the last statement. The city of the great king. The city of the great king. So it tells us about the city of our God, the city of the great king. And it is also reckoned as what? Verse 1. In the city of our God, his holy mountain. So this city of our God, it is the holy mountain. And verse 2 tells us, it is Mount Zion. Mount Zion. In the end, it tells us about Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the city of God. It is the city of the great king. Let's refer to Matthew chapter 5, verse 35. Matthew chapter 5, verse 35. Verse 35. Or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Thus, when we say the city of the great king, it refers to Jerusalem. And as we say, Jerusalem is also his holy mountain, Mount Zion. Let us turn to Zechariah chapter 8. Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 8, verse 3. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 3. Verse 3. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Take note, here says Zion, but then it tells us Jerusalem. And the Lord will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. So when the Bible tells us about the city of God or the city of the great king, holy mountain, Mount Zion, all this points to Jerusalem. Let's read Psalms 87. Psalms 87, verse 1. Psalms 87, verse 1. On the holy mount stands the city he founded. It tells us, on the holy mount stands the city he founded. Definitely, this is Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the city chosen by the Lord where he put his name there and where the temple will be built. Let us also refer to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, chapter 6. 2 Chronicles, chapter 6. This was during the dedication of the temple by Solomon. In the speech, in the address of Solomon, what did he say? Let us read 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 5, the upper portion. Verse 5, the upper portion. Since the day that I brought my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city in all the tribes of Israel in which to build a house, that my name will be there. God says, when he brought the Israelites out of Egypt, at the time he had not chosen any city from the tribe of Israel, especially where the temple is to be built and where his name to be there. But in verse 6, upper portion, verse 6, upper portion, but I have chosen Jerusalem that my name may be there. In the end, we know the Lord, he chose Jerusalem. All right. So in summary, here tells us that Jerusalem, it is the city of God, the city of the great king. It is holy, the holy mountain, or his holy mountain, Mount Zion. And it is very beautiful in elevation. It is a joy to all the people of the land, definitely, especially in Palestine or in Judea, for this is the place that the Lord will dwell, the Lord will make his presence felt, and where he will make himself manifest. We turn back Psalms 48 verse 3. Psalms 48 verse 3. Within her citadels or fortress, God has shown himself a sure defense, or a sure fortress, sure defense. Thank the Lord, in this city, it is where the Lord will protect his people. It is a sure defense for God's people. Now we run to second part, Psalm 48. 4 to 8. 4 to 8 tells us Zion is established. In verse 8, as we have heard, so we have seen. In the past, they only heard, but now they have seen. In the city of the Lord of hosts, it is called the city of the Lord of hosts. Here, the Lord takes the role of a mighty warrior, a mighty warrior king, where he leads his armies into battle. It is the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God establishes forever. Thus, it will be very firm. In verse 4, verse 4 to 7, from verse 4 to 7, it tells us, lo, the kings assembled, they came on together. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They saw the magnificence, they saw the defense of Jerusalem. They were in panic, they took to flight. Trembling took hold of them as they were likened in anguish. And they will be shattered, they will be broken up. Thus, the Lord will establish Zion, or establish Jerusalem firmly. Nothing able to overcome her, no one able to overcome her, especially when the Lord is pleased with them, when the Lord will be their mighty warrior king to lead them into battle. It tells us about the victory of God's people, the victory of Jerusalem. In the third part, 9 to 14, Psalms 48:9-14. It tells us about Zion's praise towards God. There is a call to praise God. We can divide this into two sections. From verse 9 to 11, we say that it is internal protection or guidance of God. Internal protection or guidance of God. Verse 9, we have thought on thy steadfast love in the midst of thy temple. When they come to worship God, they thought of the steadfast love of the Lord. Verse 10, as thy name, O God, so thy praise reaches to the end of the earth. Why? Thy right hand is filled with righteousness, justice. There is righteousness and justice. Verse 11, last statement, because of thy judgment, where the Lord will judge in righteousness, he will judge especially the enemies. Thus, it tells us the internal protection and guidance of the Lord. It relates to the steadfast love of the Lord, It relates to righteousness and justice and God's judgment. So in verse 11, let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice. So they must be glad. They must rejoice. They must continue to praise God in Zion. Because this place where God's love, God's justice, God's judgment will be manifested. And second subpart, 12 and 13, it tells us external protection or guidance. Verse 12 says, walk about Zion, go round about her, number her towers. 13, consider well her ramparts, go through her citadels or fortress. It tells us about the external, about the protection that is available in Zion, in Jerusalem. They were well protected. So in verse 13, lower portion, that you may tell the next generation. So they are to tell the next generation about Zion, about this city of God, where God has chosen. They must know from one generation to the other about the goodness of Zion. Thus, in verse 14, that this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever or unto death. Thank the Lord. The Lord is there to continue to guide and to lead his people so that they are able to continue to be in Zion, to be God's people. Alright, so Psalms 48, it tells us a song of Zion. It is a praise about Zion, where the Lord dwells, where his presence is, where he will defend, he will be a fortress, and where he established Zion very firmly, and where he will continue to lead and to guide. Similarly, thank the Lord, when we mention about Zion, when we mention about Jerusalem, let us refer to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 and 23, the upper portion. Verse 22, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable angels in festal gathering, 23 upper portion, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. Thank the Lord, the author of Hebrew tells us in the New Testament, Mount Zion, the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem. It tells us about the church today. Thank the Lord, we are God's people in this heavenly Jerusalem. So we should continue to praise God, to give thanks to Him. For God's protection will be there. God's abidance will be there. Thank the Lord, we have the Holy Spirit to abide with us. He is in the midst of us. And He will protect us. He will be a defense for us against our enemy, the devil. And the Lord will continue to establish the church very firmly, very strong, so that we are able to overcome all attacks. And furthermore, the Lord will be a guide to us through His teachings, through the Holy Spirit, so that we are able to continue in His grace, to continue to be firm, to continue to be God's city, God's people. So let us pray the Lord guide us so that we as the spiritual church, we are able to sing praises to the Lord, to glorify Him, to praise Him for His greatness. May the Lord help us. Now we will pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Praise to the Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank the Lord. We end our family altar here. May the Lord continue to bless and guide.